BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone. 5:53 here in the Queen City. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. As you walk outside, it is cold, cold, cold. 36 degrees with a high of 60. There's a light chance of some rain a little bit later on this evening, starting at around 5 p.m. We'll see how that one goes, but it's really going to come in overnight. Miss Jessica, the girl next door in the building, holding things down for Nolan Mullary, who is out today. But I'm not in here by myself. I got my brother with me, comedian Burpee. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Burpee. How you
What's
doing?
Happening? I'm good. How you doing?
Wonderful. How was your weekend?
It was good.
You do anything special?
Nope.
Nothing?
No. I was chilling this weekend.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
It was one of those. It was one of those weekends. This was the first weekend in 2020 where I didn't have anything to do.
Yeah. I went and saw Lil Duval.
Okay.
Saturday. That was a good show. It was like a comedy / concert.
Okay.
Show.
Did he performed?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did jokes, and then he did his songs. That was different. It was cool.
Okay.
I liked it.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Lil Duval in the city and everybody else that went out there to that. You do anything else?
What did I do after that? Went to Buffalo Wild Wings, watched the fight. John Bones Jones kept his championship. That was a great fight, actually. So yeah, that was it.
A lot of people watching the big game over the weekend. Carolina versus Duke. Duke walked away with that one. Duke fans are very, very excited about it. Carolina fans are upset because it was very, very close when overtime, you know, so that one was a close game. The guy is a huge Carolina fan.
Ooh, so. I know he was tight.
Yeah, he was disappointed. But Carolina hasn't been doing all that well this season.
And not all that well. They've been terrible this year.
Exactly. So, but a lot of Carolina fans, a lot of Duke fans, very, very excited. Had a lot of Duke fans that I follow on social media. Mm. But in my household, it is Carolina all day. Yeah, so.
I'm a Georgetown fan, so that game really didn't matter to me.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, it's funny, ever since I moved here to North Carolina, you know, I'm from Virginia, so the big teams that you always see plastered all around Virginia are Virginia Tech, UVA.
Right.
Like, that's the equivalent of, like, Duke and Carolina here. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get that whole Duke and Carolina vibe until I actually moved here for college.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know how big it was until I moved here. So
huge.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. But like I said, back home in Virginia, it's Virginia Tech and UVA. Those are the big squads that you're going to see the flags for and everybody rooting for and things like that. So, yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to all the alumni over there at A&T, your school. They're sad. A lot of alumni upset about this move. North Carolina A&T announced that they are leaving the MEAC.
Yeah.
Yeah, alumni are not pleased about that decision at all.
Yeah, they're going to the Big South.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why people are upset. I don't get it. Hampton is already in the Big South Conference.
Well, I think that's what is two schools in like 2 years that have left the MEAC. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that this is becoming a pattern. And, you know, the MEAC is also a historically Black conference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with things that are going on with our HBCUs, I think that some alumni are concerned.
I still don't understand why. They say they want the bigger, more recognition for the student athletes at an HBCU. And that's really what this move is about.
Mm-hmm.
The move is more so, it's not necessarily making A&T a bigger university like a Carolina or something like that. It's more for the student athletes, the way they get more exposure.
But does that happen with this move? Does that happen? It's almost like this move is you damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
I think it does. I think it does for the simple fact that, number one, it's a bigger conference.
Mm-hmm.
They play against bigger name, not necessarily bigger name schools, but bigger schools. They have the chance now to play on national television, regular season games, and in the playoffs or the championship. So I think it's great for the school and the student athletes.
Well, let's keep that conversation going. I'm going to post about it on my Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica, and we will discuss it there. We got a great show planned for you. Of course, we're going to start things off with our Madhouse question of the day. Is it Game Show Monday? Call up here, and you might have a chance to play one of our games today. We're going to shine a light on people that are doing great things in the world. I got your nosy neighbor news. I'm going to tell you why I'm glad this morning. Mr. Incognito has the mix. Burpee has his thoughts. Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, and y'all don't want to miss this one today. These folks are petty, but I want to hear how y'all are going to, what the jury is going to decide. In this case, we're going to play Black Smart. Roll call is going down. We got tickets. We got tickets for you to go see Issa Rae's brand new movie. It's dropping this Friday. We get the advanced screening of that. It's called The Photograph. We got tickets for you to go to the CIAA Step Show. And we got tickets for you to go see Wale. You don't want to miss it. I heard that show is already sold out, which means that we're the only ones that are giving you tickets to that. All right, so you got to keep it locked for your chance to win. Let's get your morning started off right. Here is your inspirational word of the day coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. A preacher once told the story of a father.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 608 here in the Queen City. 36 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 60. Calling for a light chance of showers a little bit later on this evening. They're saying it's going to start maybe around 5 p.m., but really in the overnight hours. Right around this time, each and every morning, we bring you our Madhouse question of the day. Let's go ahead and talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
And the Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the CIAA VIP experience. You can go to power98fm.com and register for your chance to win that experience, which includes hotel stay and passes to the game. Again, go to power98fm.com to register for your chance to win the CIAA VIP experience.
All right, Madhouse Nation is going down this Friday talking about the big holiday. Valentine's Day. All right. We want to know, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Why or why not? Let us know. Do you celebrate it? It's going down this Friday. What about you, Bert?
Not by choice, but I do.
So if you had a choice not to?
I wouldn't. I think Valentine's Day is probably the dumbest holiday of all.
Really?
It's not even a holiday or whatever it's called. I think it's the dumbest of them all.
So why do you feel obligated to celebrate it?
Because I'm married.
Does she celebrate it for you?
Man, hell no. I'm a man. I mean, you know, it'll come across like it's a Valentine's gift for me, but it's not. It's like, oh, happy Valentine's Day, boo. Kiss on the cheek. And then that's it. That's my gift.
Do you want more? Do you want more? Are you, like, disappointed because you're like, I want an actual gift?
No, I don't. I really don't care to get anything on Valentine's Day. But just don't make a big deal about it if you're not going to get me nothing.
Okay. It's an interesting perspective. I love holidays. I love all holidays. So, yeah, I love celebrating Valentine's Day. I love, you know, and I hear people say, you know, it's you supposed to love everybody every day. And you do, right? But I don't have time to do Valentine's Day every day. Me and the guy, we got busy schedules. So if there is a time that I get to actually spend and I get to shower him and show him a little bit of extra love and affection and do things that I know that he enjoys, I go ahead and do that. And I get the same thing in return. I absolutely love Valentine's Day.
Mm.
So, yeah, I definitely celebrate it.
I can't stand it.
Yeah. Do you do anything for your girls?
Oh, yeah. I definitely get something for my girls to show them what a man needs to do for them. But I'm not going to sit there.
That killed your whole comment, bro.
I know. It's weird. Because at the end of the day, I'd say it by choice. If I was by myself, no, I wouldn't do anything. But because I am married, I celebrate it.
So you celebrate your daughters.
Oh, yeah.
But not celebrate your wife?
No. I didn't say I wouldn't. I didn't say that I don't. I do it. It's just not by choice. I do it because she's like, oh, I can't wait for Valentine's Day. Blah, 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 blah.
Head on over to our Instagram pages right now at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. It is going down this Friday, Valentine's Day, and we want to know, do you celebrate it? Why or why not? Coming up, we got your Madhouse Throwback Jam of the morning. Keep it locked. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming neighbor news quickie.
Y'all know, man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
6:21 here in the Queen City. It's time for another nosy neighbor news quickie. Did you get a chance to watch the Oscars last night, Burt?
I didn't.
Well, if you didn't, here's a quick rundown. Even though there was no host, Chris Rock and Steve Martin kicked off the show by slamming the Academy for their lack of diversity. Eminem performed Lose Yourself, and everyone was confused. They were like, why is he here? Spike Lee wore this outfit honoring Kobe Bryant. It was a Gucci suit. It was purple and yellow. It had 24 on the lapels. He also wore a Kobe pair of Kobe's high tops. And Hair Love won the Oscar for Best Short Film Animated. Have you had a chance to see this?
No. Hair Love?
Mm-hmm. It tells the heartfelt story of an African-American father learning how to do his daughter's hair for the first time. It is the cutest video ever. It's not long. You can check it out. It's on YouTube, and it's called Hair Love, and I absolutely love it. And I love the fact that it won, especially during a time where African-American hair is such a hot topic. And folks want to say, hey, you can't wear locks. You can only wear locks to this length. You can't wear your hair in its natural state and everything else like that. Such a hot topic, and I think it's very great that this actually won an Oscar last night. So congratulations to the team that won that. And I believe a former NFL player is one of the writers for it. So shout out to him for doing that. I can't remember exactly what his name is. But yeah, Hair Love won Best Animated Short Film. So congratulations to them. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
And the throwback song of the day is by Lil Wayne. We're going back to 2004 off the Carter album. Go DJ, cause am I DJ. It's the plug, Power 98.
Yep, and coming up, I'm going to let you know how his album Funeral did on the charts.
Turning babies, right about now, it's your boy, you heard?
Holding a coat, holding your throat, choke.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That is your throwback jam of the morning. Lil Wayne is called Go DJ. Speaking of Lil Wayne, his latest album, Funeral, is his fifth number one album on the Billboard charts. Streaming helped him with his first week numbers. He had 38,000 in actual sales. This is Wayne's 12th top 10 album. The first time he entered the charts was in 1999. So congratulations to him on having another number one album. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse. Don't forget about our question of the day, which is, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Let us know. Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave your comments on our voicemail 704-227-8780. And Burp, you said?
Not by choice.
And I said, yes, I absolutely love it. Definitely celebrate Valentine's Day. So we want to hear from you. Let us know. Coming up, it's a game show Monday. Come on, give us a call, 570-WPEG. If you are interested in winning some great tickets and playing one of our game shows, you never know what it is. You got to spin that wheel. Keep it locked. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow.
No Monday. Who is this on the phone line.
This is Mike.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you feeling lucky this morning?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you know what you got to do.
Spin that wheel.
You've selected...
Spelling Bee.
Mike! You know how to spell, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you hold the line. We're going to come back and find out if you're going to win today, all right?
All right.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to find out if Mike knows how to spell. It's a Game Show Monday here on Charlotte's Plug.
Historically, HBCUs have been underfunded.
In honor of Black history.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We got Mike on the line. It's a Game Show Monday, and he's trying to win our Madhouse Spelling Bee. You ready for your first word?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's how it works. We're going to give you three words. You got to get two out of the three correct in order to win this prize. Go ahead, Bert.
Your first word is entrepreneur. I have my own business, therefore, I am an entrepreneur.
Ooh. E-N-T-R-E...
No. You sure you don't want to finish it out?
That's too early, boy. My mind ain't working.
Oh, okay. All right, Mike. Here's the next word. Parmesan. I like Parmesan cheese.
P-E-R-M. A.
Oh, Mike.
Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no, no, no. Listen.
Oh, Bert.
Well, Mikey.
I guess we're going to have to recycle those tickets for a little bit later on in the show, all right? Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Whip, body, crib, got it. On it. Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in Perry or go?
Illegitly, I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with what's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take. I woke up a couple meal or more.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 708 here in the Queen City. It's time for one of my favorite segments in the Madhouse. You trying to shine the light on someone, whether it be your mama, your auntie, your cousin, your brother, or your Uber.
Shout out to your daddy!
Let's do it. Let's shine the light on him.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Shine is being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. Make sure y'all are paying attention to the show. Keep listening for your chance to win Millennium Tour tickets. Omarion, Bow Wow, Yin Yang Twins, Soulja Boy, and more are going to be there. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right, let's get straight into it. Good morning. You letting somebody shine?
I want to let the morning Madhouse shine for always waking me up and lifting me up this morning.
Oh, well, thank you, baby.
Thank you, boy.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Kay. Giving my baby boy Tristan a shout out today. His 10th birthday.
Oh.
Various seasons turn up.
What? Happy birthday, boy.
What school did he go to?
He goes to Indiana Elementary.
Oh.
South Carolina.
All right. Well, happy birthday to him.
Turn your Bluetooth on.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, it's the plug. Who you letting shine?
Good morning, this is Nala. I want to let my aunt Sequoia shine. She's a mother of five, and she gets the job done.
Come on, Sequoia.
Okay, all right. All right, auntie.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, tell me who you letting shine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who you letting shine?
I'm letting my goddaughter, she Andra Stafford. Today is her birthday, and I want to wish her a very, very happy birthday this morning.
Let's
well,
do it
happy
then.
Birthday
well, happy
then.
Birthday to her.
Shine on me, shine on me.
Power 98. You letting somebody shine this morning?
Yes, I am.
Who
I
that is?
I'd like to let Shaniqua Harris shine.
Shaniqua Harris, what'd they do?
She is going back to cosmetology school and chasing her dream.
No, you better be a cosmetological yes. thing.
You better chase them dreams.
Power 98, good morning. You still use who you shining on?
I want to wish my son Drake Stratford a happy 10th birthday.
Happy 10th birthday, what?
Aww, happy birthday! Happy birthday to the baby. Shine on me, shine on me, shine on
me, shine on me, shine on me. Power 98, you letting somebody shine?
Good morning, happy Monday, Monday, no madness.
Come on, April. Who you letting shine this morning, April?
I'm letting my cousin Tootie shine and my cousin Devin Lash shine.
Tootie.
Happy birthday, turn up.
Your cousin Tootie? Did you say your cousin Tootie?
Tootie Fruity Girl Flow, because she got that booty.
Shine, man. Today is Middle Burpette's birthday, man.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Happy birthday, Kaden. I love you, baby. We're going to celebrate. We're going to party all night today, baby.
Happy birthday to Middle Burpette.
That's my book. Shine on me. Shine on
me. Shine on me. And it is also my sister's birthday, Rena. I did not know that Rena and Middle Burpette were born on the same day.
Hey, Rena. Happy birthday, girl.
Yes, happy birthday to Rena. She's out there in ATL. She had a major party over the weekend. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. But yes, happy birthday to my sister, Rena. I love you. Your nosy neighbor news gonna let you know what all of your favorite celebrities were doing over the weekend. That's coming your way around 7:24 here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. Good morning.
Yo, Alexa,
play hit music.
Power 98. Day, Duncan is it?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, February 10th, being brought to you by our cutest couple contest. Log on to power98fm.com and upload a photo of yourself with your significant other for a chance to win a $100 IHOP gift card. Power fans, I've got some good news for you. You won't be getting just one spinoff. The hit series now has four of them. Power Book 2 Ghosts will pick up where the original series leaves off and will include Mary J. Blige and Method Man, as well as select members of the original cast. In addition to that, you can now add Power Book 2 Raising Kanan. This series is a prequel and will follow Kanan Stark during the 90s. Power Book 4 Influence will be set around the character Rashad Tate, and Power Book 5 Force will focus on Tommy leaving New York for good. Gabrielle Union is suing Simon Cowell for smoking on the set of America's Got Talent. Simon has a habit of smoking in between commercial breaks. While the other judges seem to just deal with it, Simon's smoking has always been an issue for Gabrielle. She says smoking has put her life in danger. She says that it can cause cancer, and she does not deserve to have to be placed at risk while at work. Issa Rae is a busy woman, but she wants fans to know that despite the rumors, she is not busy working on a remake of the hit movie Set It Off. During a recent interview, she said, "Oh, I would never remake a classic. I don't know where that came from." The rumor started last September, and some people were not pleased about another Hollywood reboot. I guess they will be happy now to know that it was just a rumor. Jamie Foxx is set to receive another award. The Triple Threat will be honored at the 2020 American Black Film Festival. The Academy Award winner is set to receive the Excellence in Arts Award, which honors a contemporary artist whose work has amassed critical acclaim. Jamie's most recent film, Just Mercy, is also nominated for Movie of the Year. The 2020 ABFF Honors will be hosted by comedian and actor Dion Cole on February 23rd in Los Angeles. Justin Bieber and Quavo are doing some good in the hood. In their latest music video for their song Intentions, the two shed light on a group of homeless women living out in the Alexandria House in L.A. They're in search of a better life. The video wraps up with Justin and Quavo announcing that they're going to be donating $20,000 to the nonprofit and encourages fans to also make donations. Looks like that ass work because the shelter has already received over $10,000 in donations since the video was released. Happy birthday to Yara Shahidi. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Do you know what I said about Jamie Foxx in the Nosy Neighbor News? Well, if you do, you need to get on the phone lines right now. 570-WPEG. I have tickets for you to go see Wale at his brand new tour. All right. It's coming right here to the Carolinas. And we the plug. We got the tickets. All right. 570-WPEG. First caller through. I'm going to hook you up.
Just had to put this out there. This summer, get ready for the Power 98 Block Party from the plug.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B music from Drake. It's called Nonstop. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
And my name is Burpee.
Yes, and you know, right around this time, each and every morning, No Limit Larry tells you why he's mad, but I switch things up, and I let you know why I am glad, and y'all don't want to miss this story today. Let's get into it.
Woke up this morning with some moaning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Man, Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
Are you mad?
Mad. I'm mad.
Are we mad?
Mad.
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 I'm mad.
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 Miss Jessica Glad is being brought to you by our Single in the City party. Power 98 is throwing the hottest singles party at the brand new Studio Movie Grill at Prosperity Village on Dosia Crossing Road, Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Get all of the details at power98fm.com. All right, Burp, I'm so excited about this story. I was reading about it last night, and I was like, yes, yes. All right. And I know you'll probably get into this one, too, because it involves your Washington Redskins. Brace yourselves, you all. There's a lot of black girl magic in this story. When the Washington Redskins hired former Carolina Panther Jennifer King, she is going to make history as the NFL's first African-American female assistant coach. Yeah, she's coming straight out of the Carolinas. She is from the Carolinas.
Oh, she is?
Yes. She was working here with the Panthers and Coach Ron Rivera. You know, he's now over there at with the Redskins. Mm. He's bringing her over there. She will make the fourth woman to be a full-time NFL assistant coach. So excited about that. And she has some stats behind her. She's won 3 championships in the Semi-Pro Women's Football Alliance. She's worked as an Alliance of the American Football Assistant Wide Receivers Coach. She's done some things out there. And like I said, she is from the Carolinas. I was actually chatting with her on Instagram last night, and she is from Reidsville, North Carolina.
Oh, really? That's right up there near Greensboro.
Mm-hmm. From Reidsville, North Carolina. Work with our Carolina Panthers, and now she's about to be hired with the Washington Redskins, making her the first African-American female assistant coach. Yes, sis!
That's dope.
And during Black History Month, too?
They know what they're doing up there. We're trying to revamp everything up there.
Are you excited about that as a Redskins fan?
I am. I'm glad that, because, you know, it's so much behind the Redskins history, and with people wanting us to change the name, saying that it's racist and all that, and now doing that, I think that's great. I think that's a huge step for the organization.
And not to mention, the girl is talented.
Oh, yeah. She's been doing it for a while now. She's been coaching for a minute. Talented.
Yeah, so shout out to her. If you want to see a picture of her, we have the story on our website, power98fm.com. You can get there by checking out our Instagram story at power98fm. On the way, Mr. Incognito is live in the kitchen with the mix. Don't go anywhere. Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
The biggest name.
This is Lil Nas X.
This is Summer Walker.
This is what?
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Mr. Incognito live in the mix. Thank you so much. You know what it means. Right around now, we got to go check in with Burpee and find out what he is thinking about today.
All right, let's get right into it. It's Monday. It's the beginning of the week, and we're going to talk about something that people not really, they scared to talk about, Jess.
Okay.
This coronavirus. A lot of people are talking about the coronavirus and how it's come about and how people are getting it, first of all. And I just want to say this to all older black people. Everything ain't the coronavirus. Let me go ahead and just put that out there now.
Thank you, Burpee.
Especially them older black folks. It don't matter what it is. Jessica, I was at the store the other day. And all I did was sneeze. I said, ah, that's how I sneeze. Don't judge my sneeze. Don't judge my sneeze. I said, ah, this old lady stepped away from me. She said, uh-uh, baby, that's the coronavirus. That ain't no damn coronavirus. I could just have a cold, man. Why does that have to be a coronavirus just because I sneeze? I saw a young boy, he was spraying some Zyrtec up his nose. And an older man, he said, oh, young man, oh, no. See, that's what's wrong with these kids now. See, when I was growing up, we ain't had no coronaviruses because all we did was drink Heineken's. I said, first of all, sir, that is not, I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you, Bartholomew. Your name got to be Bartholomew because that's the only person your age, his name got to be something like that to think that the coronavirus is about a damn beer. Now, I do think coronavirus might have come along because...
Don't do it, Burpee.
Huh?
Don't do it. Don't do that.
What?
Whatever it is that you about to do.
What?
I don't know, but the look on your face lets me.
I'm just saying. The corona, I think if you put grenadine in your drinks when you was in the club, I think that's how the coronavirus came along. Because you shouldn't nobody be walking around with a red beer. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't look right. Grenadine in coronas, it don't go together. That's how the coronavirus came along. Older people, everything else ain't the coronavirus, but them little young people who don't drink Bud Lights and all that other stuff, they're putting with grenadine in their beer. That's how the coronavirus came along, Jessica. I'm convinced. Grenadine in your damn corona.
What you thought?
Download the It's the Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
8:23 here in the Queen City, about 39 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 60. Bert, did you get to go see Birds of Prey this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Well?
I did not.
If you did, you were one of a few. Because the movie had the worst opening weekend from any DC Extended Universe film, earning $33 million at the box office.
Damn, that's it?
That's it. They expected it to make about $50 million in its debut. Now, here's some things that might have prevented people from going.
Tornadoes.
They say that people really didn't know this cast. It was a relatively unknown cast.
This is true. Rosie Perez is in it.
I didn't know Rosie Perez was in it.
Yeah, but I mean, people don't really know her no more.
The R rating, maybe that, and of course, the coronavirus.
What?
The coronavirus. People are staying home. They're not going out.
They're not going out.
So they're saying that might have prevented people
from going
to see the movie. Yeah. I don't want you coughing all on me while I'm watching. What's her name?
Harley Quinn.
I don't want you.
But the coronavirus, though?
That's what they're saying.
That was one of the top reasons as to why people didn't go to the movies to see this movie.
Yep.
What was the... I got to look up what the top...
Hey, we're not talking about just here in Carolinas. We're talking about nation... Yeah, nationwide. Now, they're also saying, despite the low numbers, the movie is actually getting some strong reviews. So it's a pretty good movie, according to the reviews. It's just that people didn't go out for it for the opening weekend.
I refuse to believe the coronavirus is one of the reasons people ain't go see this movie.
That's what they're saying. That's one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
So go, y'all go see Birds of Prey. And get those numbers up, all right? I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right, boy. We got one for you today. Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. If you're new to this, I get letters from people that have a dispute, whether it be in a relationship, romantic relationship, friendship, whatever it is, and they need you, nosy neighbors out there, to decide. You are the juror, so I need you all to listen up to today's letter. It reads, Dear Judge Jess, I like to keep it sexy for my husband. I do the lingerie and all that. But when it's time for me to go to sleep, I put on my bonnet. A couple of months ago, he started complaining about it, saying that he hates when I put it on because it's raggedy and unattractive. I told him he's just going to have to get over it. It isn't like I walk around 24/7 with it on. I put it on before bed and as I'm getting dressed and occasionally if I'm having a lazy day around the house. So the other day, I went to go get my bonnet and it was gone. When I asked him about it, he told me that he threw it away.
Oh, my damn.
I am beyond mad. I've had that bonnet for years. So I threw away his favorite pair of basketball shorts.
Oh, you
and
petty.
He had the nerve to call me petty. Bonnets and basketball shorts, it may seem childish, but it is the principle. You can't just throw my stuff away. I need to know, what do you think? Who was wrong in this situation? 570-WPEG, get on the phone lines. You are the jurors. We need you to decide. Is it the wife or is it the husband that is wrong in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom? This one is going to be a good one. I can't wait to hear from the jurors on this one, Bird.
Oh, Lord.
This one's going to be a good one. All right. 570-WPEG, get on the phone lines right now. Let us know. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. If you are just joining us, here is today's letter. It says, Dear Judge Jess, I like to keep it sexy for my husband. I do the lingerie and all of that. But when it comes time for me to go to sleep, I put on my bonnet. Well, a couple of months ago, he started complaining about it, saying that he hates it when I put it on because it's raggedy and unattractive. I told him he was going to have to get over it. It isn't like I walk around 24/7 with it on. I put it on before bed and as I'm getting dressed and occasionally if I'm having a lazy day around the house. So the other day, I went to go get my bonnet and it was gone. When I asked him about it, he told me that he threw it away. And I am beyond mad. I have had that bonnet for years. So I threw away his favorite pair of basketball shorts. And he had the nerve to call me petty. Now, bonnets and basketball shorts may seem childish, but it is the principle. You can't just throw my stuff away. What do you think? Who is wrong in this situation? It's time for us to go to the jurors of the nosy neighbors and find out what they have to say about this one.
Yes, I think the husband was dead wrong. But what she should have did in retaliation, you don't want her to wear that bonnet, walk around with your hair looking a hot mess for a little bit.
then let's see if he appreciates it. Now, he knows he dang darn banging well. He shouldn't have touched that girl bonnet. He knew better. He ain't even replaced it. He know he wrong. That's all I got to say. Now, he knows he dang darn banging well. He shouldn't have touched that girl bonnet. He knew better. He ain't even replaced it. He know he wrong. That's all I got to say.
I think in a situation, I believe that the husband was wrong because he shouldn't have threw her bonnet away.
The husband was definitely wrong for that. He would got beat up. Messing with me.
Hey, I think she's wrong for having an old raggedy bonnet. Unless you are a great grandmama, there is no excuse. There's a beauty supply store on every corner. They come in all prints, all colors, all sizes. There is no excuse. So she wrong.
We're still waiting to hear from you. 570-WPEG. You can chime in. You can be a part of the jury.
You putting your hands on a damn man. What is wrong
Stop
with
Stop messing with my bonnet.
They petty.
Stop messing with my bonnet.
I got beat up. She said he would have beat him up for throwing that bonnet away. He told you he ain't like it.
Listen. I'm going to let you chime in on this in a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Y'all always get caught up and excited about it.
I got a complex.
I can't wait until you comment because I need you to understand as men. I'm going to have to chime in this week. The importance.
No, we need y'all to understand.
I need you to understand the importance of the bonnet, Burpin.
I get it.
I need you. You don't get it.
Wait till
if
I follow
you. Got it. You wouldn't throw my bonnet away. 570-WPEG.
I hate that damn bonnet.
You're the jury. This is Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. Good morning.
Scorpios presents Valentine's and Hip Hop with Love and Hip Hop Miami's Trina.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog.
All right, we are back in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Here's today's letter. It says, Dear Judge Jess, I like to keep it sexy for my husband. I do the lingerie and all that. But when it's time for me to go to sleep, I put on my bonnet. A couple of months ago, he started complaining about it, saying that he hates it when I put it on because it is raggedy and unattractive. I told him he's going to have to get over it. It isn't like I walk around with 24/7 on. I put it on before I go to bed as I'm getting dressed. And occasionally if I'm having a lazy day around the house. So the other day, I went to go get my bonnet and it was gone. When I asked him about it, he told me that he threw it away. I was beyond mad. Now, I've had that bonnet for years. So I threw away his favorite pair of basketball shorts. Mm. And he had the nerve to call me Patty. Now, bonnets and basketball shorts may seem childish, but it is the principle. You can't just throw my stuff away. Mm. What do you think? Who is wrong in this situation? Power 98, good morning. What do the jurors have to say?
The husband is wrong, and he lucky she just threw away his basketball shorts. But I would have thrown away a game system, a TV, or something else that would have hurt way more than the basketball piece.
Yes, I just want to say that he's wrong because he should have brought her a new bonnet if he was going to throw it away.
The husband was wrong. A bonnet is like sitting, we use a bonnet for everything. You keep your hair protected. You keep the hair under control. You got your edges down. You keep your bonnet because that's, you got to look good in the morning. You want to be able to, you know, get up and go and just pull everything down.
Yeah, I think the woman was wrong because in the Bible it says,
oh, Lord.
When you're married and a man asks for his woman, well, to give it to him. So while her walking around with an ugly bonnet on, hey, there wasn't nothing going on. So she was in the wrong. He deserved to throw that bonnet away.
Where is that Bible verse?
I can't find it right in this moment.
Hey, boy, man, just say something.
But it is in there.
No, it is not, sir.
I was with him in the beginning.
No, it is not, sir. You over there helping him out. I'm like, sir, hey, boy.
All he had to do was just say a book and a number. And we would have been like, oh, you know what? I'm going to have to go see. Somebody would have believed
him. Bonnets is nowhere in the Bible, sir.
Yeah, it is.
We not believing that.
They weren't called bonnets back then. It was called bonnet.
What you got on this one, Bert?
Who's wrong?
Be fair.
They're both wrong. They're both wrong.
Who was wrong first?
You can't force me to.
Yes, I can. Who was wrong first? It's my courtroom.
The female, because he told her he ain't like that damn bonnet. He told her, and she kept it anyway. He said, oh, I say this because I have a complex with bonnets. I hate bonnets.
What's your complex with bonnets?
I do not like them. Okay. I get it. I understand when you wear them at night. I understand why you wear them.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Uh-huh.
But to wear them around the house and stuff like that, I hate it.
What do you think the purpose of a bonnet is?
It's to, if you say, for instance, you just got your hair done, it's to protect the style, it's to protect your hair, it's to, sometimes it's to, so you don't get whatever's in your hair on your pillow or something of that nature. That's as much as I know. It could be more, but that's what I think when I think of a bonnet. I get that part. But when you're just wearing it around the house, just because you're there at the house, No. I don't like that. It's just me. It's like, get that off your head. I don't want to see my woman with her bonnet on like that. But, I mean, I'm weird because sometimes you can look cute in it.
here's the thing about bonnets. Like, I can understand this woman's pain where she's talking about, I've had this bonnet for years, right? Do you have that one item that you've had for years and it just, like, it's a hat or something?
It's just not a teddy bear.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Like, it just fits perfectly. You've had it for years and you can't find anything like that. That is how some women are with their bonnet. I used to be the same way about my wrap scarf. Like, if I could not find my wrap scarf when I was natural and I would wear my hair wrapped, and I could not find my wrap scarf, it was going to be a whole problem because the wrap scarf that I had was perfect. It was stretched the perfect amount. It wrapped perfectly, and no new wrap scarf could do that.
Ugh.
So I can understand. She's like, I've had this for years. You can't do that. You
the
can't
woman
do that.
Is wrong. And I think that's my vote.
Okay. All right. Well, of course you think that. You know why?
Because she threw the damn basketball shorts away. Why you got to retaliate with pettiness?
You ain't had no business touching my stuff.
And not only did she say his basketball shorts, his favorite pair of basketball shorts. Oh!
What do you think this bonnet was?
Well, at least I told you beforehand. I didn't like the bonnet. You just threw away my damn shorts for no reason.
No, I didn't. The shorts were not thrown away for no reason. The shorts were thrown away because you threw away my bonnet. And you know what? According to the nosy neighbors of Madhouse Nation, they find the husband guilty in this situation.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain.
Get your ass in the
doghouse.
Get your ass in that doghouse. Hey, listen.
Bite it off!
If you have a case that you want heard in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom, no matter how petty it is, you can email me, morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has two D's. We will get you some help. Coming up, we're playing everybody's favorite game show. It's called Black Smart. That's coming your way in our 9 o'clock hour.
What the hell you got a bonnet on for? You ain't saving nothing.
I need my waves. Be quiet in my edges.
Put on a durag.
No, you don't understand.
Don't put on a durag.
Cash out. She twerking. Power 98. Good morning.
Grabbing on my tooth. She told me smack.
Let's talk about who?
Yep, it goes down each and every morning. We give you our Madhouse question of the day. Today we are talking about Valentine's Day. You know what happens on Friday. And we want to know, do you celebrate it? Why or why not? According to Keith West, he says, my wife and I are going out to see The Photograph, the new movie with Issa Rae. We generally go out on Valentine's Day, but the one day should not define a relationship. You have to show your significant other love all year. That's what he left on my Facebook page, on my Instagram page. Raider Wolf says, nope, she gets it all year. And FWIB says, yes, I celebrate Valentine's Day. What you got, Bert?
Latanya Chapman said that she celebrates Valentine's Day every day, just a little special on its exact day. Adrian Freeman said, nope, it should be a second Thanksgiving for single people. I don't know.
So they can eat good.
What that means, but okay. My sister-in-law, Shana Montgomery, said, yes, she celebrates it with her friends. Merrick Brady said, I bought my fiance a beard trimmer that he wanted when we were at the store together the other day. Does that count?
No,
it doesn't count. It's not Valentine's Day.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you who you do not ask about beard trimmers and barber capes.
Burping. Hell no.
He feels some type of way about
that. Shouldn't even have given it to him as a gift. No, she said she just randomly got that. So that's cool. But Father's Day, Valentine, you don't give that kind of gift on a holiday.
You don't give that type of gift on
a holiday? Hell no. I used them clippers the other day.
That poor baby is damaged. All right, we got to go check in with our voicemail. They're talking about Valentine's Day, but they're also still talking about Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom. Was the man or the husband wrong for throwing away his wife's bonnet? And was the wife wrong for, in retaliation, throwing away his favorite pair of basketball shorts? Let's find out what Madhouse Nation has to say about it.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
I just wanted to respond to just the courtroom thing. It's just like her bonnet. It's just like a guy's do-rag. They like to protect them waves to wear around the house. There ain't no difference. So, yeah, if he threw her bonnet away, yeah, she should have threw his shorts away. You know what I'm saying? Because he should have known. Because if he wear a do-rag, should have thrown that shit away, too. I'll let your boy.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Me and my wife, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day because we go out on dates every Friday and Saturday night, and we always buying each other gifts through the year, so Valentine's Day is just another day to us. But Miss Jessica Courthouse, bruh, you are dead wrong. Man, you can't be touching a woman's bonnet all willy-nilly, man. Then have the audacity to throw it away. Bruh, you'll get killed with a T. But lady, ma'am, you are dead wrong, too. You can't be throwing away a brother's favorite basketball shirt. Look here, I got a pair of basketball shorts I don't have since 1992. I wish my wife would throw my shorts away, because I might kill her black ass with a T.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.